Hey, so I want to talk about something that's been nagging at medical AI researchers for years now, and honestly, it's one of those problems that seems obvious once you think about it, but nobody really had a great solution until recently. How do you build artificial intelligence that actually understands MRI scans in a way that's useful across different patient populations, different hospital equipment, and different types of imaging? There's this new paper out in NPJ Digital Medicine called Decipher Mister that's taking a pretty interesting swing at this problem. It's a vision language foundation model specifically designed for 3D MRI, and I think it's worth digging into because it touches on some real fundamental challenges in medical AI. So here's the thing about MRI data. It's incredibly diverse and incredibly messy from an AI perspective. You've got different anatomical regions, right? Brain scans look completely different from knee scans. Then you've got different imaging sequences, different ways of taking the pictures that emphasize different tissue properties. And on top of that, you've got all the disease pathologies that can show up. It's like asking an AI to be a radiologist who's somehow trained on only a handful of cases, but those cases represent this wild mixture of everything possible. Traditional approaches in medical imaging, A, I usually work by training separate, task-specific models for specific problems. You want to detect tumors in brain MRIs? You build a model for that. You want to segment livers? Different model. You want to classify knee injuries? Yet another model. This works okay, but it's incredibly inefficient. You're basically throwing away all the knowledge from one model when you move to a different clinical application. Plus, you need a ton of labeled data for each specific task, and in medical imaging, that's a really scarce resource. Enter foundation models. This idea of training on massive amounts of data in a general way, and then fine-tuning or adapting for specific tasks with much less labeled data. We've seen this work spectacularly well in language models and computer vision. But MRI data is genuinely tricky for this approach. It's 3D, it's volumetric, and the diversity is just enormous. So what the Decipher Mister team did was develop a vision language foundation model that's specifically built for 3D MRI. The basic idea is that they trained this model on large-scale, diverse MRI data, so they're trying to capture that full spectrum of anatomical regions, sequences, and pathologies in the training process. The vision language part means they're connecting the actual MRI images with textual descriptions, kind of similar to how models like CLIP work in general computer vision. Here's where it gets interesting. When they evaluated Decipher Mister on multiple downstream tasks, it consistently outperformed both existing foundation models and task-specific approaches. So we're not just talking about a marginal improvement here. This thing is genuinely better across the board. They tested it on different anatomical regions, different imaging sequences, different pathologies, and it kept winning. But here's the part one think is really elegant, the modular design. You can take that frozen pre-trained encoder, the main model, and just plug lightweight task-specific decoders on top of it. That means you get the benefits of the massive pre-training without having to retrain the whole thing for new applications. It's efficient to deploy, it's computationally lighter, and you can adapt it to new clinical problems without starting from scratch. So why does this matter? Well, think about the current state of AI in medical imaging. You've got this massive gap between what we can theoretically do and what's actually getting deployed in hospitals. A lot of that gap comes down to the fundamental problem of data scarcity and overfitting. When you have small labeled data sets for specific tasks, models don't generalize well. They work great on the training data, but the second you move to a different patient population or a different scanner, performance drops off a cliff. Foundation models solve this by learning from diverse, large-scale data, but only if that data actually represents the diversity of the real world. For MRI, that's been a real challenge, because the data is so heterogeneous. There's no one way to scan a patient. Different hospitals have different machines. Different radiologists care about different things. You'd think that would make things harder for a general model, but Decipher Mister shows that if you embrace that diversity in your training, you actually get a more generalizable model. There's also the practical side. Building separate models for separate tasks is expensive and time-consuming. If you could have one strong foundation model that you can quickly adapt to new clinical problems, that's a game-changer for actually getting these tools into clinical use. And there's the research side, too. If you're a researcher at a hospital without tons of labeled data, having access to a pre-trained model that you can fine-tune with your local data is transformative. It democratizes access to state-of-the-art AI in medical imaging. What I think is significant here is that this paper is checking off a lot of boxes that the medical AI community has been waiting for. It's not just showing that foundation models can work for MRI, it's showing that a thoughtfully designed modular approach to this problem actually enables both better performance and more practical deployment. Now, is this a cure-all? No, there are still challenges around clinical validation, regulatory approval, and making sure these models actually work across different real-world settings. But as a foundational piece, pun intended, it's a solid step forward. It gives the research community and industry a reusable platform to build on, rather than everyone starting from scratch on each new problem. The fact that this is getting published in a journal like NPJ Digital Medicine suggests this is being taken seriously by the broader medical AI and digital health community. I'd expect to see this work built upon pretty quickly, and probably some practical applications starting to emerge over the next year or two. So yeah, Decipher Mister is one of those papers that's not necessarily a flashy breakthrough, but it's the kind of solid, thoughtful work that actually moves the field forward. It addresses a real problem, proposes a reasonable solution, and demonstrates that the solution works. And in medical AI, that's actually pretty rare.